When the human works, it's sort of like it's his kli, and you just own back the money like halvor, like a mechira. So why is there a batalon here? So Gemara answers, like tzricha, the case is to ka'agre minei leftushe. He was hired that he's supposed to like bang this beged. So botcha b'moso. That's the price he's supposed to do. Rashi says the agalavicha el yelam delav begarde. We're not talking about he's like a tailor. Ela betikon arishon, when you first fix in the kli. When it comes out of the base of Gardi where they make the wool or the tanner, the Gardi with the tanner, the skin, you have to first stamp on it with your feet. We're talking about now that you hired the man to like work on your leather. Whether he makes it better or not, you have to pay him. How many stamps he stamped on the leather. So therefore, that's why here you'll be allowed about Poland. This is like a regular series. You hired somebody to work on your leather. The way you work on it is you have to stamp on it, and that softens it. And you're paying the person for every stamp that he does. In such a case, when you finish stamping it, if you don't pay him that day, you'll be over this level of leisol and pulas sachirichor. That's called a regular serus. You'll have to pay him his rent, his wages that day. Now the Mishnah said, "Sachir v'zmanoi nishpa v'noito." Let's say it's a question that the worker, after he got finished working, says that the owner didn't pay him yet, and the owner doesn't know if he paid him or not. So the Mishnah says a chiddush that the worker is allowed to swear with a shvua, saying he did not receive his wages yet, and then he has a right to collect the money. Gemara says, "Sochir amait kino le'rabbonin le'mishtabo b'shokil." How come the rabbonin made such a tekono? Like we spoke out once, midi yiraisa ol shvuas or shvuas haniftorim. You swear to free yourself. Like the famous shvu is either by shemrim, or shemrim has to swear that he was not his fault. He wasn't shlech b'yad and his potter. A moide b'miksa swears that I don't owe you the money. Midi yiraisa you always swear to free yourself. It's only at the Konim of the Rabban in certain places that will let you be a Nishpa V'Noito, will let you swear and take. Here is one of the cases the Rabban made at the Konim, that you have the right to swear to say you do not receive your wages yet, you didn't receive your paycheck yet, and the owner has to pay you. So the Gemara asks, why did the Rabban make such a Konim? So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Halochos Gedoloi Shonukan. These are very big halochos learned here. So Rashi says it means, there's a lot of halachis here that we learned there that Rabbanan made such halachis that we let a person swear and take the money. So Gemara asked the question, Hani hilchas aninu? Are these things called like stam halachis, which is always mashma halach l'mashma Sinai? Hani takonis ninu? These are not halach l'mashma Sinai. It's not midi raisa. It's only a takonim midi Rabbanan. It's only the Rabbanim will soon see what the reason is that they say if the worker complains and says I did not receive my paycheck yet, the Rabbanim believed him, he has a right to swear to say I did not receive it yet, and then the owner has to pay him. So this is not halach l'moshe Sinai, this is a takonim of the Rabbanim. So again, the question is, what's the reason why did the Rabbanim make a takonim here to believe the workman? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, true, that these few places in the Gemara and Shavuos, that there's a klal of Nishvoyim v'Noitlin, you have a right to swear and collect the money, these are takonis gedolos that they made here. So Gemara says, Mechlal di ketanis, if so it's mashma, these are the big takonis, but mashma there were small ones also, like how do you have a big one or a small one? So Gemara says, rather say like this, Elo Amar Rav Nachman HaMashmuel, takonis kevuois, Shonokan. These were the konas kavuas. Rashi says means royu la sois and kva liyakar aleim dovim in atara. It's kedai the rabbanon should make such a takonor, even though they're uprooting something with yiraisa. Why? The midi yiraisa mi shiyesh olav l'shalein ho nishba midi yiraisa. If we ever have a doubt if you have to pay or not, the locher is you swear that you do not have to pay and you're free. The pasuk says v'lokach bolav lo yishalein. That if the Shema swears that he's innocent, that's it, the owner goes home with nothing. For Hochan here, it's just the opposite. The Rabbanim made a takana here, Shoklu l'shvua mi balabayis, v'shadyu asochir. The Rabbanim took away the shvua from the balabos. that he was supposed to swear that he's potter, and the Rabbanah put his shvu upon the worker that he has a right to swear he did not receive his pay yet, and he'll receive. So the question is now why? Sumer says, his lashon again, that Takonas Kavu Eshonakan, that means Shvu, the Mar says, Shvu the Balabayas, he, that really the Balabas was supposed to swear that he's potter. But Viyakru Rabbonin le Shvu the Balabayas, the Rabbonin took away the Shvu from the Balabayas, from the owner, from the boss, Vishadju Asachir, and the Rabbonin put the Shvu on the workman, he has a right to swear that he did not receive his paycheck yet. Now the question is why? So the Maran says, Mishum Kidei Chayiv, this Sachir. In order to keep him alive. In other words, otherwise workmen will work and they won't receive their pay, they won't be able to live. So Posh, in order to keep a workman alive, Ramei HaTakon, he's allowed to receive his payment. So Mar asks the question, Omishum Kidei Chayiv the Socher, true, good. You want to make sure the workman will get his paycheck and be able to live. But just because of that, Mr. Dinolei LeBalabayis, do you have a right to make a loss for the Balabas? Like if Midirais says the Balabas is allowed to swear that he's potter, how could Rabbanan change it around and say, you know what, that he's allowed to swear? How could they make a mistake here, turn around, to say that the workman's allowed to swear to free himself? How could that be? Sumar says, no, I'll tell you the story is, Balabayis gufo nichle de mishtavi. Sochir v'shokel. I tell you, Balabas, when you hire a workman, so the Balabas, the boss, is happy that the workman will have a right to swear to get his pay. But here the question is, at the end of the day, the workman says, I didn't receive my pay yet, and the boss says, I don't know. So the boss himself would be happy for such a takono that the workman's allowed to swear and collect his money. Why? Ki hecha delisgaru le po'alim. In order that workman will be happy to receive work. Like if a workman is going to have a doubt whether he'll receive his payment later, and he has no guarantee he'll get his payment, so workmen will think, why should I work? Maybe I won't get paid yet. They won't want to go to work. So now the balabas that needs the workman is happy to say, you know what, you come and work for me. And if there's going to be any doubt later whether I paid you or not, we agree that the rabbanon should make such a takana that you should have the right, you the workman, the socher, should have right to swear to Bezdin that you did not receive your pay, and then you receive your pay. So the kids is not cool with making the balabas lose out, but the bailam, the boss, is happy about this. Why? In order that workmen should want to work. Gemara says no, maybe the story should be just the opposite. I tell you, Soche gufa nichele, the mishtaba balabayis, the yafkia. Maybe say the story just the opposite. A workman would be happy that the din should stay midiraisa. Again, midiraisa, if we have a doubt whether the boss paid the worker or not, so the boss has a right to say, I paid you, and he should be free. Like the Bailim, he's always a nishpa the niftarim. A balabas should have a right to swear and free himself. So we stand the abonim at the corner for the tevas of the sochir. Now the Gemara says no. Maybe the sochir, the workman himself, would be happy that the balabas, if there's any doubt whether he paid me or not, he should have the right to be freed. He could swear and free himself. You know why the worker would be happy? Ki hechad lisgaru balabayis akorche. Kedeches guru balabayis. In order that the balabas should hire us. Like if the balabas is going to know he's going to have a hard time with his workers, maybe he won't want to hire workers. What do I need them for? Then they jip me. But now that the balabas knows that the workmen can't jip him, if there's any doubt if they got paid or not, the balabas is allowed to swear that I paid them to be free. So maybe the socher, the workman, would be happy that the balabas could swear. In order that a balabas, the owner, would want to hire workmen. Tomorrow says no. Al-kochech oge socher. Akokagogur. Mara says, no, the svar is that the balabas has to hire them. So the worker is not afraid about that. A workman knows that the balabas needs me. The boss needs workers. So the workmen are not afraid that the boss may not hire them. So Mara says just the opposite also then. Sochinami balkorche isgur. I'll tell you a story just the opposite also. But a workman himself needs work. And he knows that he's going to let himself be hired because he has to be hired. He needs to pay himself. So again, the svar goes both ways. Really, midiraisa, if there's a doubt if the owner paid his workman or not, the balabas should swear and free himself. So again, why did the rabbanon make a takono that the workman, the socher, has right to swear and free himself? Why should they make this takono? So Gemara says the reason is like this: Ela rather, bal habayis torid bepoilin. The svar is that the balabas himself doesn't really know. This big balabas, all he does is sign checks. He doesn't know how many signed or not. He's busy taking care of his workers. So he doesn't know really if he paid the workers or not. The workman himself, he knows. Did I get the check or not? If the guy's not a shackler, we're not afraid he's a liar, so he knows whether he received this paycheck or not. But the boss, does he know if he paid every worker or no? It's Yidovidua that the bosses are busy. They don't really know if they paid everybody or not. For the Amor Yochi, if that's the story, if so, Nesav Leib Loi Shvua. If so, the story should be then that if we have a doubt whether the owner paid the worker, he should pay the worker, we should trust the worker altogether. We should say that the Balabas does not know what he's talking about, because he's too busy taking care of the business, taking care of everything, and the worker rather knows what he's talking about. Says so the worker should be able to collect his money without even swearing. Svara says true, but this is a svara kadei lahofes daita shabalabayas. We have to calm down the balabas. But that much the balabas is not nicha. He said that I should pay him without anything. Like to make it fair, like to be a hofes daitoi, to make the balabas happy, we say the balabas, you know, that you'll receive a shvu at least. At least the workman will swear to you to say that he didn't receive his payment. No. The Alimur says, V'nesiv lei b'yedim. So let's make a new tekona. Let's make a tekona that whenever the owner pays his workmen, he should pay them in front of Eidim. Like if you're afraid, there's going to be a doubt if we know whether we paid them or not. So let's make a tekona then. That any time the boss pays his workmen, he should pay them in front of Eidim. So then it can't be any shaila if they got paid or not. Gemara says, no. Tarichilu milsa. That's too much of a avavada. To tell me that every boss, when he gives out the paychecks, last to be given out in front of Eidim, that's too much of a bother. The Rabbana can't make such a takana. For the Gemara, so, the Nesav Le Mikoro. Let's make a takana that Balabas should pay the workers before they even work. Like Mashma, before they work, then the owner is not so busy. He's only busy while they're working. But before they start working, the Balabas is not so busy yet. So let's make a takana the Balabas should have to pay them before they start to work. Gemara says no. Shneyem Reitzim Bakofa. Both the owner and the worker both are happy to first get their pay after they did the work. So Gemara says, the Balabas Pshita wants to make sure they do the good job.